It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Tara.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Tara Dober's back in the house.
Hey.
It's been way too long.
It has been way too long.
And I didn't want to talk to you before we started recording.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we're going to lose stuff.
Yes.
So what have you been up to?
So much.
So
running a storefront.
Yeah. Recap. You are LaLovelyVintage.com.
LaLovelyVintage. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I own a vintage antique shop, an online shop, a mobile shop, and now a storefront, and soon to be a second mobile shop. So that is what's in the works right now is
so
we're opening
exciting.
A second shop, a men's mobile shop. Now we're going to try and take our one 1957 Shasta that we've had in the works for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Take it and have it strictly kind of towards women and have the second one kind of just a dude shop, all about the guys' clothes.
Wow.
And we're pairing up with Delta Hand Goods, which is a good friend of mine, Enrique, and he makes leather hand goods.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working together to put this new shop
that
on the street.
So exciting.
So much fun.
And you put out a plan. When do you expect this men's shop to be out and about?
April.
Wow.
Yes. April.
It's almost February.
I know.
Tara.
Yeah.
You are
so
crazy.
I have some experience restoring the shop. So I have that.
Mm-hmm.
And just hope. My fingers crossed. Well, I think April is, I think it's okay. We have my friend Enrique who is going to be a huge help in doing that and the restoration and getting it out there. So
you've done this before. I saw the picture of the trailer on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah, I think yesterday, the day before, yeah.
Yeah. It showed up in my time feed. You know Facebook. Nothing's in
yeah.
order. I'm like, when was this? Oh, last Tuesday. Good stuff. Yeah. I'm seeing it on Sunday.
Yeah, that happens to me, too.
And so what, you take this trailer, it looks decent from the outside. What do you have to do to turn it into LaLovely Vintage Men's?
Yeah, the filter makes it look better than the picture.
Oh.
Using a nice filter, thanks mm-hmm. to Instagram. So it's rough. We're definitely going to have to paint the outside, and then from there we'll rip out the walls, we'll rip out the entire interior, rebuild the foundation, seal it off, make sure we have no leaks, and then rebuild the walls, do new flooring, add shelves, clothing racks.
By April.
By April.
You're amazing.
Let's do it.
You are super.
It's good
woman.
To work. No, not close.
How's the storefront doing?
It's good. It's going good. It's fun, and I don't have a lot of time to be there, so my mom is huge help
mm-hmm.
this entire
That's
time.
That's awesome.
Because, yeah, popping up, I was still doing a lot of mobile up until this month, actually.
Really?
So, yeah, we were doing every weekend.
It's been cold.
Yeah, but
this weekend.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. But we have a little heater, so it helps.
Nice.
Yeah, keeps us toasty.
So what's coming up for the next few weeks?
The next few weeks would be just rearranging our storefront. We did a little change for the winter. We're open the first and the third weekend of every month now. The first and third weekend of every month. And we were open every weekend, and we were like, oh, nobody's, you know, not everybody's coming, and maybe if we gear it more toward a market, everybody mm-hmm. will come. But this is the first weekend not doing it, and we had a lot of people say, hey, why aren't you open? Increase of people that, yeah, we thought that maybe they would hang. Yeah, anyway, so we're thinking about going back come spring.
I bet it the nice weather, because Denver is seeing like crazy warm weather. It was 70 degrees today.
I know. It was. I took full advantage.
Yeah. I was stuck in my cubicle, but that's okay.
So
You go, girl. Go live for the rest of us.
My painted hands.
So I didn't get to take advantage today, but this last weekend
yeah.
it was beautiful. Mm. I'm sure people were out and about and they're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go check out LaLovely Vintage.
Yeah. And we want to be there and we want to be open every weekend, but we were thinking we'll just change the entire decor each month
mm-hmm.
so that it's a completely new shop. And that would give us the flexibility to do so.
Oh,
but I think
fun.
We'll still do that and just try to be open every weekend because we just like being there. It's fun. It's It's right? trial and error. I mean, this is our first store, so I think we're just trying to get a rhythm and get ready for spring.
That's so exciting. So exciting. But it's January. Be careful getting ready for spring.
Yeah. Like I know. Me. Today.
In Colorado, it's going to be like snowing May 30th, yeah, you know?
That's true.
And so I always get that like spring fever, March, because we have a couple nice days in March, but then we get snow, and then
today was unreal.
I end up hating Colorado, like, around that time, because I'm like, the rest of the world is turning spring.
Yeah.
Colorado is winter, spring.
That's true.
But I don't know that I've ever seen 70 degrees in January. I've only lived here for 7 years, though.
No, and they did say, I got, like, my little CNN alert saying that it was the warmest year in record ever.
There we go. Oh, okay. So we did
all around. Yeah,
that
all
makes
around.
Sense. That
so
makes a lot of
that.
Sense.
So there's that. And I was outside painting furniture all day, and I went to turn on the faucet, and I was like, oh, it's not summer, and the faucets are still shut off for the winter.
That's so funny. Yes.
It was that nice.
It did feel like June coming out of the office today. I was like, oh, this is amazing. I would have called in sick. Had I been that person.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Gotta work.
So how's life? Like, I've seen some great pictures of you being posted, the ones in the road.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
That was my friend Enrique that I'm opening the shop with. He's very creative. He's a photographer.
Oh.
Yes. He did our wedding, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good friend. So.
And your wedding pictures that I've seen online
really
are great.
Yeah. So, yeah, just having fun enjoying.
And it's Enrique...
Perella. He's going to kill me. I can't say his name.
You know
name.
His website?
Yeah, but it's his last name, and I can never pronounce it right. Perella.
We'll find it.
It's, yeah, P-A-R-R-A-I-L-L-A.
Okay. Enrique. Yeah. And he's here in Denver?
He is, yeah.
So if people want pictures.
Yeah, and Delta Hand Goods. That's
Delta Hand Goods.
That's his hand goods. So.
And what kind of hand goods does he carry?
So he does, like, leather wallets, and he does leather... like wristbands for watches, camera straps.
He does belt.
Yeah, I don't know if he dabbles with belts yet.
Really?
Or not. Yeah, he focuses on some really good key pieces. He does. He's done a couple bags, laptop cases. Really good, genuine leather work. So.
Like the Merce.
Yes.
The man purse. He can create a manly purse.
I'm sure, yes.
Awesome. That's
good
awesome.
Wallets and stuff. So.
And how's the husband?
Great. Yeah. Woo.
Posted some great pictures in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
So busy, but
so
he's doing great.
So I felt safe asking about that. You never, you know, when you haven't seen someone for a while, you're like,
so
how's
your
relationship
they?
With the microphone on? Never.
Yeah, don't.
I'm good. I feel comfortable.
Yes, it's hard too because we never have a lot of time, so we're not very, so like interactive, posting pictures and stuff because we don't see each other very often, but work is going really well for him, and he got a job with Woody Page, here in town.
Nice.
So
explain who Woody Page is.
Josh had to explain to me who Woody Page is, but it's like Josh grew up, like Josh loves Woody Page. He listened to him growing up. He's a sports anchor, just huge in Denver, Colorado. I think
very
all
nice.
Over.
What station is he on?
So Josh is on all of the stations right now.
Right.
He's on Mile High Sports, and he's on The Fan,
mm-hmm.
and then he does the Denver Post, and that's with Woody Page.
Okay.
Is it him and Woody Page do the Denver Post, and I don't know if that's actually on a radio station yet or not.
Okay.
I think it's all online through the Denver Post.
So like a podcast for the Denver Post.
Yeah, it's like a video cat.
Oh,
it's video.
Cool.
It's that you can actually see it here.
If you notice, we have tripods. Well, one now. We have a goal in 2015 to turn our podcast into a video podcast.
I love that.
It's hard because we're in an unfinished basement, as you can see, but the listeners cannot.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're going to have to like drop
build
some like
scene.
Black cloth.
No, build it. Like, let me just build a little.
There you go.
Just a little scene.
Yes. Yes. Something. And we have all these lights. Like we have all these lights that will light up the place. But
yeah.
We haven't quite had the time to play and get that there. But
yeah, it's very cool stuff in the works. And he explains it so much better than I can.
No,
and he's
fine.
Explained it to me
I
many
totally
times.
Understand.
And I'm always like, ah.
I totally understand because Steve's the same way. I'm like, yeah, what Steve said.
Yeah,
it's a world that.
It's exciting.
I'm not in all the time, so I don't quite understand it. So I understand where you're at. So let's go to Woman Crush of the Week. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
You go first.
Okay, so mine is Sarah Koenig, and she does podcast.
Sarah, and how do you spell her last name?
Oh, I don't.
Crap.
Oh,
it's all good.
My phone. It's like K A. Oh, it's. Or,
is she on YouTube or is she on
podcast
iTunes?
Through iTunes, yeah.
Okay.
That's how I always find it. So she did the Serial podcast, And she's done this American Life forever, and I really enjoy her work, and I was obsessed with Serial. And okay. I still am just always checking to see when the next either episode that. Or the next, you know,
I
series
have my
of
podcasts
it.
Like that, where you're just like, refresh, come on.
Yeah,
who's the
so
new one?
You got me into the podcast, and she has just been, I just love everything she does. I think she has a great voice. She does a great job at the storytelling in the podcast. I really enjoy it. And This American Life is what she started. She was an editor, I think, for them for years.
And what's the name of her podcast?
Serial with an S.
S-E-R-I-A-L. Life?
No, Serial, and then This American Life is the other one. I have it up, but let me grab my phone.
Okay.
So, Sarah Koenig, how you spell
okay,
her last
I found
name.
It.
Okay.
Serial, The American Life. It's a new podcast from the creators of The American Life, hosted by Sarah Koenig. I get why you could, yeah.
Yeah, so it's
K-O-E-N-I-G.
And how she pronounces it is Koenig is how I hear her pronouncing it, but I read it as Koenig or, yeah.
Yeah, that was
so
me.
Who knows.
Yeah. I just subscribed, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, so have you actually listened to Serial?
No.
No?
No, I just...
You have, yeah. So it's really good, and This American Life is great as well. Invisibilia, I don't think she has anything to do with Invisibilia, but NPR does, and that's another great one.
That's
I'm just
awesome.
All about it now. I
know.
Just you, I have
it's
like
an
a,
addiction.
Yeah. Thanks to
I
you.
Have found
you,
some you. Great podcasts. Yes, and I would not have ever known about.
I would
podcasts.
Have never known. Yeah.
Yeah. Had I not been pulled into this world.
Yeah, and I ran out of music, and now I'm like, well, podcast. I can just like get all my work done and. You
right.
know, it's wonderful.
Yeah,
listen
I'm the
to this
same
great
way.
Story. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. And there's a podcast about anything. You can really find a podcast
yeah.
about probably just about anything out there.
Definitely. Comedy ones. My husband has his list of like 3 or 4 comedy ones mm-hmm. that he keeps up with weekly. So.
And now we're getting in, Steve and I are getting into the world of vlogs, which
yeah.
is kind of strange because you like watch other people live their life. But it's kind of like a reality show, but it's only like 10 to 15 minutes a day.
Every day?
Some
Almost.
Of them.
Wow.
Some of them. Like,
wow.
they make their living on vlogging.
So wait, what is the, like, the channel? They don't do the YouTube?
YouTube.
They do,
it's
oh,
all
it is
YouTube.
YouTube. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I haven't gone outside of YouTube.
So is this what I saw on the news where it was the, like, 4 bloggers that went to see Obama and interview him in the White House?
I'm not sure.
Are they vloggers? I guess I don't know if they
Possibly,
were vloggers or not.
I don't
they were
know.
Describing them as like YouTube.
Okay,
hits
then they're vloggers.
Or YouTube. Yeah,
yes. Yes.
Famous.
And there's the US vloggers that are like the top 10. And then you have the UK vloggers, which we've even gotten into those. It's silly.
Yeah.
It is so silly. I haven't looked at my DVR in like days.
Really?
I am
newfound
on YouTube. I don't need cable. I can totally cancel it.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's our new obsession.
Yeah.
So, okay. Woman Crush of the Week
yeah.
was...
Yeah, Sarah Koenig. Yeah.
And
just
you know
looking forward to
much
a new
about
podcast.
Her?
No, I saw like her just history? On Koenig. Yeah, she worked at the Baltimore Sun as a reporter for a long time. She was the just a editor-in-chief at This American Life. That podcast is wonderful. And then she started the Serial one, which... It became the number one podcast.
Very nice.
Very quickly. And so, yeah, it's...
That is awesome.
I don't know. She has a great voice.
I'm
there's something about her that just
her.
Draws me in. And you're going to understand when you start mm-hmm. to listen to her. You're like, wow, she's got a lot going on. So.
Very cool. Very cool. We have found Hillbilly Nerd Talk is one of our favorite podcasts. You'll have to check that out. It's a couple.
Okay.
And they're in, I think, in Kentucky somewhere. And they're very intelligent. And they kind of make fun of the world around them.
Okay.
And it's hilarious. And then I have found PK and DK, which is another couple that does a video podcast
okay.
every Wednesday. So those are my suggestions for you.
Wonderful. I will
those
check
are my
them
two.
Out. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So my woman crush of the week is Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
I love her. I have always loved her since I was a little girl. And then when I found out that Kate Hudson was her daughter.
Yeah.
I loved.
Mind blown.
I was like, I loved Almost Famous. And I didn't understand that there was a connection there. And then all of a sudden, what?
Yeah.
That's Goldie Hawn's daughter? That's amazing.
Yes.
And then she even has a son that's in Nashville now. His name is Oliver Hudson. He used to be in Rules of Engagement. He played the dumb fiance.
Okay. Okay. I think I know who you're
very talking. Nice looking guy.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but then I was like, oh my gosh. And then she also has another son called, his name is Wyatt Russell. He's a little bit younger. He was born in 1986.
Okay.
So a little bit younger than the other two. She is, of course, an actress. She's also been a film director, a producer, and she also sings. She started her career in 1967. I don't remember Laughing, but I remember my parents talking about Laughing, but that was one of her first gigs. I do recall the Sugarland Express, Private Benjamin, Foul Play, Overboard, Bird on a Wire, Death Becomes Her, and most recently, The First Wives Club.
Okay, and Overboard, that movie, for yes. some reason, when I was a kid, when I first saw it, I was like, this is my favorite movie. Like, I could watch it over and over and over, and it was never...
It was so cute.
It was a very cute movie.
And, of course, she's a mother. She's been in a relationship with Kurt Russell since 1983. They haven't married. And then what I found out about her when I was doing some research is that she did found the Hahn Foundation, which provides youth education programs intended to improve academic performance through life-enhancing strategies for well-being. And the Hahn Foundation has supported research studies conducted by external researchers to evaluate the effectiveness of its educational program for children called Mind Up.
Wow.
So I didn't even know that about her.
Yeah.
I've liked her my whole life, and I was like, I want her to be my woman crush. But I was like, I need to find something of depth.
Yeah.
Outside of the fact that she's cute.
There
it is.
There I am.
New. So, here it is. Yeah. So there we go. That's my woman crush of the week.
Wonderful.
So what's going on in your Hollywood radar?
Do you have
a Hollywood radar? Most of my guests don't.
I don't. I have no Hollywood radar.
Did you watch the SAG Awards?
I have no idea what that is.
That was on last night. I didn't watch it either.
I Googled, like, why does everybody like Taylor Swift before I got here just so I could... Like, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. Besides, every time her song comes on the radio, I change it because it's just so bad.
You and Steve would get along quite nicely.
But she seems like a nice... Anyway, I'm getting it too far ahead. No, I don't know much about...
I'm like a roller coaster with Taylor. Like, I like her and then I don't. And then I like her and then I don't. And a few weeks ago, I spoke about on the podcast that she had revealed that she was never going to show her belly button.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like, her thing. And then, within the last week, she posted a picture to Instagram that showed her belly button.
So how long ago did she say that?
It was probably within the last couple of months. It was a Lucky magazine article.
So she has gone this far not showing her belly button.
Right. She's always
like, even
those,
on the beach.
Right.
Wow.
She's always worn those high-waisted bathing suits, high-waisted pants. Like, she just shows that midriff, but not her belly button.
Okay.
And she broke my heart.
Yeah.
And she showed her belly button.
Interesting.
I was like, oh, that's really cool that she hangs on to that innocence.
Yeah.
Because, all of her relationships that we've seen her go through. She's got an amazing body, but she posted a picture with a group called the band The Haim, H-A-I-M. Never heard of them, but they were all in Maui hanging out, and there was a picture
showing
of
their navels.
Showing their navel. You know what's funny is you look at Miley Cyrus and then you look at Taylor and I'm like, oh
it could
my
be
gosh,
worse.
She showed her belly
it
button.
It could be worse.
She broke my heart. But yeah, I think I'm in love with her latest album, 1989, and that's why she's been in the Hollywood happenings.
Yes.
For quite a few podcasts. Ah, McDreamy's going to be single again soon. Do you know who McDreamy is?
So, I only know him because of my stepmom. Like, watched the show, and she would talk about him all the time. So, that's my knowledge of McDreamy.
He was the groom in Sweet Home Alabama that Reese Witherspoon was going to marry, but then she left him at the altar for the hillbilly.
Yeah.
No?
I know Grey's Anatomy, right?
Yeah, but Sweet Home Alabama.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh!
I don't think I have.
That's one of my favorite movies. It's adorable. But anyway, his wife, Gillian Fink, has filed for divorce. 15 years of marriage, which is an eternity in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Especially since he's been in and out of movies for quite some time.
And his nickname is McDreamy.
from Grey's Anatomy. There was McDreamy and McSteamy.
Oh.
Yeah. And
okay.
Yeah. That's...
And this whole time I thought it was a clever name my stepmom came up with, and then you said it, and I was like, oh, everybody knows this.
That's hilarious. Oh, goodness. The sad thing is that there are children involved. They have a 12-year-old daughter and 7-year-old twins, and she filed wanting full custody. So that's quite the bummer. But they don't have a prenup, which is drama, drama, drama.
Yeah, that's hard.
And he's supposedly worth about $40 million. So we'll see how that goes. I bet it'll be quite the fight.
Yeah, that's hard.
It is. I feel bad for the kids. 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I've started a new thing since you were here last. Question and answer fun. Because I just want to throw questions out there to get to know my co-host a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite family vacation?
Okay, so is it family with, like, as in my husband and me, my small family? Or
let's do two like separate.
Okay, because I have two separate answers.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yay.
So, for my husband and I would be Catalina Island. If you've never been, it's California. And you take a ferry over to Catalina Island, and it is just, a magical, beautiful place that's just still in the United States, but you feel like you're, you know, in a
different country.
Exactly. Just a beachy island.
How long were you there?
One day, just my birthday. Oh. He took me for my birthday 3 years ago.
Oh, so sweet.
So just, it was a one-day trip. We stayed in San Diego for a week, but it was just one day to Catalina, and it was just wonderful, and we always talk about going back. We have been out of the country, and we're still dying to go back to Catalina Island.
Oh,
so
that's sweet.
And maybe camp or something up there, because it's a cool place.
That's awesome. You camp.
I'm a camper. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without a trailer.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've never camped with a trailer, actually.
Crazy. Okay.
Usually just with the tent, yeah.
You go, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the outdoors, definitely.
And then your favorite family vacation with your fam.
Yeah. So I've taken one, and that was just this last year we did a cruise.
Oh.
We went with my husband's entire mom's side of the family, and so fun.
Where did you go?
We went to a lot of places. We went out of Miami, and then we went to St. Thomas. I can't even remember all the stops. Lots of different stops.
I understand.
Yes, it was just
when
like
Steve was
every day.
The cruise ships,
different.
I like got lost. I was like, oh, he's in the Caribbean this time.
Yeah, so it was just a different loops around Caribbean
or the Mediterranean.
Yes.
Cruise, so I
understand.
It was
beautiful, and it was fun, and there was a ton to do, and it was it was good for the family because it kind of pleased everybody of all ages. So.
Yes, and did you have time to do everything you wanted to do, though?
Because
I've heard about cruise ships, like, you only have, like, 8 hours at this one stop.
Yeah, the stops are hard.
You have to be back.
Yeah, so in the cruise itself, we did because there was a ton of shows and fun stuff, but yeah, outside of the cruise, it was like, go. Ready, set, go!
Don't be late.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
Okay.
So what about you?
My favorite vacation has got to be Hawaii with Steve. Okay. We did that 2 years ago. And my parents, they don't travel much. They've been to Colorado once, and that was a big deal.
Yeah.
So Steve and I went to Hawaii, and I would love to go back every year if we could afford to and if I had the vacation time for it.
Yes.
That's just amazing. Have you been to Hawaii?
No, I haven't. So that's probably why it's on the list.
Yeah. Waikiki, it is the best of both worlds. Like, you have the Hawaiian experience, but it has all the amenities of real life here.
Wow.
So it might not be the island for you. You might want something that's a little bit more rural. But I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a Forever 21. I got
cold.
Oh, wow. I got a sweater.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to go check out a different island.
But then we went to the North Shore that was very, like,
okay,
Hawaii.
I would like to, like, yeah, just get a tent or, like, a little teepee in
place. You're crazy. I had to have a kitchenette in my hotel room so I could make food because everything is so expensive.
Yeah, that does make sense, though.
So expensive over there. So we went to the grocery store and spent so much money just for food for those few days we were there. We were there for a week.
Yeah.
And we got, like, spam and eggs and, like, the Hawaiian experience.
Yes.
But it was expensive.
Sautés and pineapples with your spam.
Right.
Yeah.
They serve pineapple with everything.
Yeah.
Hot dog with pineapple on the side. Now, you are a hard worker, and I, like, just envy you. I don't know that I could do it without the big man behind me going, you have to do this?
Yeah.
What motivates you to work so hard?
There's a lot of things. It's a hard question. I think that up until I was 20, I guess I did work hard, but I didn't have a purpose for working hard. It was just kind of, you work to pay your bills, but there was no other... And that wasn't good enough for me. I felt empty almost. There wasn't, I needed more. And I needed to feel not money for my accomplishments, but I needed to feel, I don't know, I needed to feel gratitude to myself that I mm-hmm. could do this and that I'm pushing myself and that. Wow. So I think that my hard work just comes from just not being able to sit still and just like wanting to show that I can do this and to create something. I love creating something new. So,
and everyone that does the podcast with me, they're like, wow, that Tara, her lovely vintage, she is just inspiring.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's all I could ever want to be. So
you are. You are definitely like those of us that go to the work every day that we have to. When we stop and think about you, you don't have to do what you do, but you do it out of passion.
It's fun.
You find something that you have passion for and you make money doing it. You are like the prime example of the American dream.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. I appreciate that. You're so sweet.
And what is your most favorite thing about your current career?
I love everything about my career.
The freedom, the
flexibility, being able to create. I love being able to create something new every time. Just getting new products and just, displaying it in a whole new way and taking products from trash and grunge and dirt and just cleaning them and restoring them and then putting them in a different spotlight and just, I don't know, it's amazing. It's fun. I like creating. I like the hard work. I like everything about it.
That's awesome. And you recently posted that you were working on a project to create something beautiful out of something that was, I forget. But I saw it and I was like, that's so cool.
Was it the houseplant? No. Was it?
No. It was like a piece of clothing. No. Okay. No.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
So you turn a lot of pieces of things that maybe people would view as trash.
I feel like a lot of the times when we find the antiques and the vintage stuff, it's in a
bad condition
or a grungy area or has 10, 20 years of dust caked on top, and somebody looks at it and they're like, gross, and we're like, oh, I gotta clean that dirt off and that thing is gonna shine. So we see clothing and sometimes it's ripped up and the armpits are holed, and I'll fix a zipper and fix the armpits and clean it up, dry clean it, and it's good as new.
Wow.
So I just,
what's your most prized possession that you found in the last month?
The last month? Let's see.
I did not prepare you for that question. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I found, for December, let's go to December, okay. I found my mom the coolest Christmas gift. She collects these liquor, alcohol containers, antique ones, and she has just the coolest collection of different kind of bottles that are actually hold liquor and whiskey. So I found her these two guns. They look like guns, like from the 30s, these just really cool rifle looking guns, and they were like whiskey holders, and there was two of them, and she was just like loved them.
That's so amazing. You should look at like our mantle, because Steve is a bottle collector
from
like antique bottles,
and
he and his brother would die for something like that.
That's she has amazing. Quite a collection of just amazing, so it was good to be able to add to that collection.
That is awesome. That is awesome. All right, well, I found a couple stories online that I wanted to share, and I don't know if you can relate. Were you able to look at these to see if you were?
I was, yes.
Okay. So, I work in an office environment. I have conference calls, and many times I'll try and, take notes with my laptop just to pretend I'm involved in this conference call. But I found this article that says to really boost your memory, you really need to write things down.
Yeah.
Now, in your world,
I completely agree with that. But I am I'm a pen and person kind of pen and paper kind of person. It's hard to get out. I'm a pen and paper kind of person. So I have a notepad with me in my purse all the time.
Really?
I really just enjoy writing things down. I don't know what it is about it.
How good is your memory?
I mean, I write things down, so it's better.
So you have noticed that it's better when you write it down.
Yeah, if I don't write things down, it's terrible. And it'll take me a good 2 or 3 days to be like, oh, I forgot that. Oh it'll come gosh. Back to me. So, I pen and paper.
Do you have a paper calendar still?
Yeah.
See, my best friend is like that. And I kind of went away from that. And Like, even for Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, I put people in, and then I totally forget. Like, I have to write it on my work calendar. It's not really a paper calendar. It's kind of a, I jot it down.
Yeah.
And if I didn't, I wouldn't know who was here.
Yeah.
And I would double book, and it would be quite the mess.
I have just the paper still day planner that I carry around with me.
Very cool.
Because I don't know. I would break my phone. It wouldn't be updated, and I wouldn't know what was going on.
So I found this on entrepreneur.com, and it definitely confirms the fact that handwriting is instrumental when we're first learning, and we carry that throughout life, and it really helps our brain retain the information that we're jotting down on a piece of paper. And I thought that was just really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool information, because I think we get so attached to our laptops, to our smartphones, that we forget how to write.
Yeah.
I was my dad's going to kill me, but I was talking to him, and I was like, hey, did you send that piece of paper to so-and-so? And he's like, no, my printer broke, and I couldn't mail it because the address label, I couldn't print an address label. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was shortly after reading this, and I was like, Dad, are your pens broken?
Do you have pens anymore?
He's like, well, I just don't have great handwriting. And I was like, well, take your time.
Yeah.
It was so funny because I think a lot of people get stuck in that mentality where my computer's not working, so I can't print anything.
I'm interested to see what the next generation is going to be like technology and learning how to do everything on a computer.
I bet their handwriting is going to be horrible.
Yeah, I think so. I wonder what grade school is like.
Like, do they still, like, do you remember having to, like, write cursive?
Yeah, and they
Is
barely,
cursive still a thing anymore?
No, I mean, depending on the school, but it's just getting weaved out.
I remember being like, oh, that's not good cursive. That's not good cursive. That's you had to sad. Practice your cursive for, like, a year straight before you moved on to the next grade.
Yeah. I wish they would still do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right, you're on Facebook. I see you on Facebook.
Yes.
But are you addicted to Facebook?
No, not like other, like, Pinterest. Like, whoa. Pinterest is, yeah.
I am a silly person, and I got the new iPhone 6 Plus, but I didn't get more storage than like 16.
Okay.
And so I'm constantly having to delete apps and reinstall them as I need them, and Pinterest is one of them.
I could never. See, Facebook, I'd be like, eh. For my business, I always am forgetting. I just gotta remember Facebook.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
That's funny. Well, I read another article that says we're in Facebook lockdown, and it's continuing. In fact, the older generation has been pulled into the Facebook world.
Yes. I see that. I've seen that with all of our parents and all of our friends' parents and grandparents. And
so if you were to ask Steve, he's like, Facebook's not cool. Because, like, my girlfriend at work, her 18-year-old daughter is not on Facebook. She thinks it's lame.
Okay, so the next generation isn't going to like Facebook?
That's what the study is seeing.
Okay, that's
trend-wise. But in our generation and older, we're still, like, obsessed with it. And
yeah.
I see that. But I get up and I look at Facebook immediately. I'm like, oh, a notification. That means someone wants to know what's going on in my life.
So we had an entrepreneur workshop at the cottage, or at the Vintage Cottage, last week. And that was one thing that we talked about, was that 30-year-old women, but 30-year-old people and older, love Facebook. Mm-hmm. And 29, 28 and younger are Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And that's their two means of social media. And so I am wondering if the next generation, they're not going to be on Facebook. But what is that next thing? Because if we're already seeing that they're not going to be geared towards it, who's going to create that and what is it going to be? And
right. Because, like, if you look at Instagram and Twitter, it's very abbreviated. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when Facebook started with the status updates. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Or when Facebook started, it was all about status
updates.
In comparison to MySpace. And I was like, what? No one cares what
I'm
doing.
That's all it was. Yeah, it was the update. Yeah.
And I was like, no one cares what I'm doing. Why would a status update? And I'm like, whatever. I'll join this thing. And then it whoa.
Yeah.
Exploded. And thankfully, Steve came along and taught me how to Facebook. But then I think it became a problem, and now I'm on Facebook lockdown.
Yeah.
Where I can't go a day without looking at Facebook. I've thought about deleting the app but then I have the podcast, and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, you gotta stay updated and post.
So I'm Facebook lockdown.
Yeah, I gotta get better with the business one. The personal one, I couldn't care less, but...
But it's crazy that Facebook membership in the U.S. is holding steady with 71% of internet users ages 18 and older. Like, it still goes below the 30 mark. They're members of Facebook, which that's a lot of people.
I think it's amazing that it's 71%.
I mean, this long.
Yeah, that's
Facebook, that's I remember, I think I joined in 2006.
Yeah, I don't know when I...
I remember the day I joined. My cousin was like, here, sign up for this. And I'm like, I'm already on MySpace.
Yeah. I think mine was 2008, 2009, maybe.
Yeah. And then I got pulled into Google Plus, but I got
Have you ever? No, I've never really,
I joined it, and then I'm like, what is this? I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I deleted MySpace, and then
Did you ever do Vine?
Yes. Yeah, Vine's fun. But I don't do a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And again, my phone doesn't have enough storage.
Yeah, so that's...
So my next iPhone will have a lot more storage than my current one. I will get, like, the 32 gig.
Yeah.
I think I got the 16 or something.
Not enough.
Okay.
Not enough space.
It is not. And I actually heard that there are people suing Apple because the operating system takes up so much space that if you got the 16 gig, you don't really have 16 gig.
You don't have like any gigs.
You only have like 9.
You have a point gig.
No music on my phone anymore, which is kind of a big deal for my world.
Wow.
So it's all on my iPad because of that.
Just not enough.
Yeah. So you invited me to like an entrepreneur page on Facebook.
Yes, the Rosie the Riveter. Thank you. Okay, so this came from the workshop that we had at the cottage. And so a lot of the women that came, it was such a good night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do more of them. So I think probably once a month, we're going to have a women's entrepreneur workshop at the cottage. And we're going to offer all different kinds of workshops. We're going to have a tax workshop. We're going to have like an Etsy workshop if you want to learn how to open a Etsy shop, a social media one, just tons of different workshops. We're going to have speakers come in. And so the Rosie the Riveter page, I guess you would call it on Facebook. I'm so not good with this. My partner set it up. I'm so not good. She's like a page. I'm like, I don't know. So so it's a page that we can go to and kind of, if you're an entrepreneur and you own a business and you just have questions or you want a support system, it's just a good inspiring place for women to ask questions and just know that you're not alone in owning a business and trying to run a business.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the women there the other night said, hey, let's have a page where we can all just stay in contact and know when the workshops are, you know, what can be offered. And just if you have questions, you're in a tax pickle or you want to talk to somebody about
That's a great idea. This time of year with taxes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's a great idea. And I immediately liked the page and then I was like, I'm going to have to ask her about this because I don't know what I'm liking.
Yeah. So, and you're an entrepreneur. I mean, you do the podcast and that's, I mean, yes, it's empowering to see, you know, women just go out and do their thing, what they enjoy. So,
and I love the podcast and I love when you're on. You're so inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. So check it. It's the Rosie the Riveter and it's support group. Support group. Yes. And so, you can just comment on there and say, you know, hey, I'm Janet. I have, you know, a podcast. And so that everybody can come and listen and just, you know, just put That's your name awesome. Out there to find a new audience. That's finding new clientele for everybody.
I will share the link to this week's podcast on that page.
Okay. That would be great because, getting the name out there for everybody.
Excellent. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining
me
again. And you'll be back.
Yes, of course. Anytime.
Because you always have so much fun to share.
Thanks. I have fun doing it. Thank you so much.
I haven't washed my hair with apple cider
vinegar.
No.
I read a really bad article on that just a month or two ago.
Update.
But I don't believe the article, but it said something about like thinning hair and falling out.
That's
but I was
silly.
Like, no, I just don't believe it. Just because, I mean.
You've done it.
I've done it. And I mean, what did people used to wash their hair with before shampoo and conditioner? Probably baking soda. That's been around the longest.
Ingredients. Yeah. So. There's always going to be haters.
I don't know. Yeah, so I read something, but I don't believe it anyway.
There we go. All right. Well, anyway. Thank you, Tara Dover. Okay, Check out lovelyvintage.com and on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, on all of them.
Yeah, and we'll have to check out this entrepreneur website. I'll post the link on our Facebook page.
Sorry, I don't have all the
No,
details.
You're fine. I threw another curveball at you. I was like,
running a million miles an hour.
All right. All right.
Okay,
you have a great
you.
Week,
you
and
too.
We'll see you again soon.
Okay. Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at the2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or the2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.